Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast. This is Jamie Russo. Thank you for joining me. I am thrilled to have a repeat special guest on the show today with some exciting updates. I give her a full intro as we get rolling, so I'm not going to do double duty here. We'll keep things moving. If you have not yet gotten on the Notify Me list, I am going to relaunch or open some spots for additional community managers to join Community Manager University in the next month or so. If you are interested, you can go to www.everythingcoworking.com/community managers. There's a link in the show notes as well. We had a full new cohort join in December, and I am really enjoying getting to know everyone, supporting the group, and continuing to develop content and training that helps them do their job. So the platform includes mini courses that cover the major buckets of the community manager role, including community management, operations, marketing, finance, leadership. And I've laid out the content in a graduated learning path so that the community manager can identify what content is relevant to them given their experience. They also get monthly in-depth trainings, Q&A call, and a Slack group. And we've had a really active Slack group and great participation in the Q&A calls. And the group ranges from haven't opened yet to have been open for a while and just looking for additional support and learning opportunities and the ability to connect with others that are in their same role. So it is going super well so far. Again, if you want to get notified, www.everythingcoworking.com/community managers. And without further ado, let's get into our conversation for today. Thank you for joining me today. I am here with a previous guest. I don't duplicate many guests unless they have some exciting content to share. I am thrilled to have with me again today, co-founder of Cowork Tahoe, and a big update, co-founder of Jelly Switch, which is a fairly new co-working software management platform. So we're going to talk about some updates to her co-working space and talk about her new software platform, Jelly Switch. Jamie Orr, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me back.
We didn't cover in our pre-chat. I'm coming to the north side of the lake this weekend. Is it snowing yet?
It is snowing right now.
Oh, good. Good news. Yeah, it's been sprinkling here. So I was like, what does that mean? I've been like heads down today, so I didn't have a chance to check the weather, but good news. Means more shoveling, but better snow on the mountains.
Oh, I'm excited to get out there and ski later this week.
Yeah, good. So thanks for coming back. We're just saying, I think we talked end of 2018, so it's been a while. I would love to hear, you have a co-working space in South Lake Tahoe. Tell us updates. How is that going? What's new since we last chatted?
Sure. So, you know, Cowork Tahoe was founded in 2014. So we're actually creeping up on our 6-year anniversary in South Lake Tahoe.
Wait, is that in the space you're in now or including the original space?
Yeah, including the 2 years in our original tiny little 2,500 square foot space. Started in 1,200. We will be at 4 years in our new building. Last year, we actually ended up completing an expansion onto that existing building. We built 1,100 square feet of additional office space because our wait list got to the point for private offices that we were leaving people on it for too long.
Yeah.
And so we looked at our parcel and we looked at if we'd be able to build, and building in Tahoe is actually very, very tricky.
I was like, wow, that was probably a minor feat.
It was, yeah, just the planning process alone was about a year and a half.
Wow.
In terms of getting all of the plans submitted and approved. But we were able to max out our parcel and add on 6 beautiful new larger private offices than we have, and then one more small kind of like phone booth meeting room as well. And we call it the West Wing. And it's having fun. We're still adding some decorations, but it was fully leased out before we even got the paint on the walls.
Beautiful. That's a lovely experience to have. 6 years, would you say that's flown by?
It really has flown by. And the only reason I can tell it's the size of my children.
Yeah, right. I know. That's funny. Yeah, my daughter was like 10 weeks old when I did my install for my space in Chicago, and she is now 8. Yeah, people ask me all the time about length of lease. And I think this, we've talked about this before, but people tend to want to go into smaller spaces, shorter term leases. And I'm like, you have no idea how fast time will fly and the things that you'll want to get done in the space, including like what you've done in expansion. So 6 years will, 5 years is not enough. You know, can you imagine having been done last year, like having to look for new space or renegotiate?
I am so thankful that we took the leap and went process, and so that we own the building ourselves, and so that we really do have full control over our lot, which is like a nice little city block.
Yeah.
And it's been great from that perspective, but it was terrifying to do it. But yeah, it's paying off for sure.
Yeah, good. Okay, so, and then in addition to expanding the space, wait, and having another actual human child in those 6 years.
She's now 2.
Right. You decided you would launch a software company. So tell us about that. Like, you know, what was the trigger? Sort of what got you like sort of scratching your head at night thinking, maybe I should do this?
Well, you know, we spent so much time on the physical space itself, making sure that the renovation of the original newspaper building was done really well, and that, you know, picking out the right furniture and building out the spaces so that as people interact with the space, they had a certain experience. And going through that process, realized that there was a big missing piece, and that was technology really supporting the member experience that I was looking for. And, you know, we tried several products, and there's a lot of really amazing software products out there, and there's a lot to choose from, but you know, I just wasn't finding it. And so we actually had a member in the space that was another Silicon Valley expat. And, you know, he and I got to talking and decided to go ahead and try to build out that vision for this really amazing member experience that matched the physical experience Co-Work Tahoe members were expecting. And so that was kind of the genesis of Jelly Switch.
So is he your engineer? Is he your CTO? Or how does he fit into your member?
So he is a software engineer. He was with a venture-backed startup as a co-founder for many years in San Francisco. So great experience, really amazing engineering skills. And so he is playing the role of both CEO and CTO.
Okay, great. And he was a member. I love those stories too. I hear them every so often, like member investors, members getting involved. I mean, this is a great one.
Oh, yeah.
You never know.
He showed up at my doorstep, which when in trying to find a technical co-founder.
Huge.
It's huge.
Yeah. Right. Especially in your, what's the population of South Lake? 11,000 people?
Hey, we're actually about closer to 30,000.
Oh, you're 30,000. You're bigger than I thought. That's why you get the Whole Foods. I think Truckee's probably the 11,000.
I think so. Yep, we do have the Whole Foods, which is great.
Yep.
Not far from our space. So a lot of members go and grab lunch there now.
Yeah. Okay, so you decide to create this. What are some of the things, what was part of your vision that you've started to realize in the product? Like, what are some of the things that were exciting to you and that you were passionate about providing to co-working space operators?
Well, so one of the things was this idea that, you know, I'm literally running around all day. You know, I don't sit at a front desk. I don't have reception. A lot of times, frankly, I am on the mountain skiing. And so, you know, we've done a number of times we've actually returned phone calls or interacted with people while we're on a ski lift. And, you know, that kind of level of flexibility is really hard to get with a laptop in front of you. And so one of the key things that Jelly Switch is doing is completely mobile first.
The mobile
experience is not an addition. It's not an add-on. It's the core of the platform.
So is the mobile first both for the member and the operator, like front end and back end? Okay.
Yep. So both member facing and operator facing. And, you know, everything's available in a web browser as well, because sometimes I do want to take, you know, longer form notes or do a few things or look at larger graphs than what's on my phone screen. But for both members and operators, they're interacting with that mobile platform. And so that way, even for members, you know, as they're walking, we've got a one-story building. And so when you're walking, you know, to and from like the lobby to the co-working area, meeting rooms, it's really nice that you can have everything with you as you're going. It's literally in your pocket. So you can make, you know, like a meeting room reservation as you're walking down the hallway. You don't have to run back to your desk and check your calendar. So that was huge for us to be able to provide that extra level of flexibility for that experience.
Awesome. So in terms of, we talked a little bit in our pre-chat about some of the other really unique features. And if I've skipped kind of the, so we got the mobile first. Well, actually, before we dive into the really unique features, talk a little bit, what are some of the other kind of member serving features that you've built in that, you know, you've seen are important in your space and that people are getting excited about as they start to use your product?
Sure. One of the other things that we were looking at was the relationship between members and the space that they work from and how they interact with that brand. And so part of the mobile experience is also a completely custom branded mobile app. So for Cowork Tahoe, it is a Cowork Tahoe app in both the iOS and Android stores. And so that, you know, every single thing that our members are doing and experiencing is interacting with that brand and helping build that brand loyalty. And, you know, they don't necessarily, you know, most people don't know kind of the service providers on the back end as well as operators do. And so, you know, they don't know the differences.
PC and
know, and nor do they need to. And so it was really important for us to have that be really, really forward facing. And then it's things like, you know, what do members need to do on a day-to-day basis in order to not have to make them do more work? So things like, you know, getting in the door. And so we actually integrate with all the major door providers. We decided at this time that hardware was not something we wanted to focus on yet, but, you know, maybe in the future we will as we scale. They need to be able to book meeting rooms really quickly. And so you can make room reservations again on your mobile phone when you're drinking coffee in the morning or as you're walking down the hallway, notifying staff members and getting feedback to us. So if something's wrong and they don't see me across the room or where I am normally and, you know, and share on the
lobby. Sneaking out on the ski lift, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they can still let me know like, hey, this needs attention. Also, we really encourage our members to also give us positive feedback or if, you know, if they want different snacks or different amenities, they have a really easy way to provide that.
Feedback. Share that. Yeah. So, I mean, is your adoption essentially 100% on the app? Because they at least have to use it for door access, I assume. Do they have any other way to get in?
Nope.
Okay.
And, you know, for spaces that don't necessarily use electronic door access, we actually do still see really high engagement. You know, we also have every, like all the events that are going on in a space. So they have an events platform that they can engage with and see what's going on. I actually list other events for Cowork Tahoe that are of interest to my members. We have a lot of members that are new to town.
And so they want to get involved.
Yeah, so ways to get involved. And so again, that's another engagement piece. The room reservations are all through the app and then all the membership and billing and payments as well.
So you can see everything right in the app.
Everything's right.
Yeah.
So that means I can see everything in the app and I have all of the data in one place. And so I'm really learning new things about how my members interact with my company and my space and what they need. And I can make some, I'm starting to really get into a lot of the data stuff and having fun looking at ways I can then use that to further improve my member experience.
Yeah. What about member to member communication? And I've seen a demo and I apologize. It's been a little bit. So I'm asking lots of questions, but can they communicate with each other or member directory?
Not yet. You know, we're being really conscientious about the things that we add in. We do want to make sure that anytime we add something to the product, that there will still be really high engagement, because the worst thing you can have is like a member chat room where
nobody's there. Yep.
Right. So, you know, as we see like what spaces do, and we talk to more operators and also testing about it at Cowork Tahoe, we'll start to fold in more of that. You know, we are looking at building out more of like a marketplace directory. So if someone needs a website designer and, you know, those types of listings, that type of interaction, I think we'll have much more engagement than a very broad and open chat room.
Yep, totally. Yeah, I love that. I know our members are constantly asking for referrals and we don't actually have that ability. So we do it manually now, which is also a great opportunity for our community manager, but still. Mm-hmm. But
To keep track of.
Right. Yeah. And I was going to say, I know a lot of spaces use Slack and have varying success levels in terms of getting people to use it. And so from, you know, your point about notifying staff members, if, you know, something needs to be taken care of, like you can have that confidence that people have an easy way to do it. And it's a platform that they actually use versus worrying that there are people running around in the space who don't use Slack and don't see you at the front desk and, you know, have something they need and that kind of thing. So yeah, the utilization is a huge plus there.
Totally.
So we talked a little bit about some of the unique features that are on the coming soon list, but you've been doing a lot of research around how to support childcare models. Tell us more about that.
You know, there's luckily, you know, and it's been great to see so much coverage, you know, and you were interviewed for a great article about working in childcare together. And it is a niche, but it's one that does seem to be catching momentum. And I think we are starting to see as more workspaces and especially flexible workspaces start trying to attract and really serve this distributed workforce. And, you know, a lot of millennials that are now parents, you know, it does seem to be growing. And talking with a lot of operators, especially in groups like, you know, like yours, as well as like the Women Who Co-Work group, you know, it's not a very well-served niche because the childcare model layered on with co-working adds so much more complexity.
Yeah.
Mainly
in so many ways, but also operationally.
One of the things that we've been looking at is, you know, if we are really trying to prioritize the member experience and especially member experiences, especially around a lot of these more independent co-working spaces, that offering a way to handle childcare bookings as well could really do the industry a lot of good. And so it's something that we committed to do and that we're going to launch as a result of that, even if it is a smaller niche right now.
Yeah, I love that. I think there are probably a lot of operators and soon to be. I mean, I think that's a growing segment to your point, which I'm sure is part of, you know, your decision on kind of who to serve and who to support. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love that unique step.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm a mom of some children myself. And so, you know, it's certainly there's a bit of a personal touch in there as well. But I do think that just again, in terms of being true to why we started this project in the first place, that it will be a really nice addition to our platform.
Yeah. Who would you say, like, is there a specific kind of operator besides your unique niche and the childcare that's coming soon? And definitely keep us up to date on that. Definitely jump into the Facebook group when that's live and let us know. But do you have sort of an operator that's a best fit for Jelly Switch, or kind of anyone who's starting a space should be kind of doing the rounds on the demos and checking it out?
I mean, I think, you know, obviously I would like to think that we're well suited to any kind of co-working or flexible office space. But, you know, it is definitely, we're focusing right now on more of the independent co-working spaces and the co-working space operators. One thing that I personally really enjoy doing is working with new operators. So anyone that is just starting to open their space and starting to set up their operational systems to really jump in and use Jelly Switch as a way to also learn kind of best operating procedures and some of the best practices in the industry. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to help bring to the company is my experience and expertise in that area. And having talked to, you know, just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of operators at this point after 6 years. But I do think that we're going to be starting to grow upstream and, you know, hopefully as our customers grow, we'll be able to help them do that, really get more members, get more member retention. So really drive up the profitability of spaces so that they can grow and scale in whatever way they want to. And then, you know, as they grow, we get to grow with them.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, you talked about sort of growing the platform based on member experience and how to serve that. And I think that member experience is really, I mean, where it's at. We were just talking to some operators, like the Dallas market, for example, is wild. So much competition and a lot of it on pricing. And that's hard, right? And you can't eliminate all pricing, you know, discussion and considerations. But if you have better technology, better staff, better experience, better community, like you gotta be operating on all cylinders in order for that, you know, to try to compete against price wars in tight markets. Not that every market is going to be like a Dallas, you know, right. But
I'm a firm believer, especially when it comes to pricing. You know, one of the things that we get asked a lot for sponsorships and for free day passes and free trials at Co-Work Tahoe, and it's actually something I'm really firm on, that, you know, I very rarely will give away a free day pass, and we have very tight restrictions on how we offer trade to spaces or to other like nonprofit groups. Like it has to be a specific category of local nonprofit that expresses a need. And then, you know, we will work with people on that. And I do think that it's important anytime you're pricing a product, whether it's in co-working or in any business, I think it's more important to focus on adding value than cutting costs.
Yeah.
You can't.
Totally. You can only cut so far.
Right.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. And then you're really, you know, and as you cut costs more and more, and as you kind of go to the bottom of the barrel, then you have nowhere to go. And if you're not a profitable space and you're not thriving, you're also not going to be able to provide that great member experience that your members need. So I think it's much more important to focus on adding value than to.
Yeah. And I love the, do you talk about the app in your tours?
I do. So anytime I give a tour, they actually have the app downloaded and they're signed up before we get back to the lobby.
Oh.
Part of my process. And so a tour I gave just yesterday, the potential member had signed up, they went home, and I saw a push notification come through like maybe 20 minutes later that they bought a membership. So I didn't even have time to send a follow-up email saying,
wow,
hey, we're coming in for a tour. Do you have any questions? No, they signed up and I sent them the onboarding packet. It cut that step out completely. It's been amazing. And it's happened a lot since we started using the app at Co-Workshop.
Wait, so you have them download. What is the reason for having them download it? I mean, I know the marketing reason, but what do you give them as the reason?
So just so that I can actually show them how to book meeting rooms, and I show them, oh, hey, see, like here on your app is the Camera Obscura meeting room and you can book it. And so I actually have them look through that and walk through it with me. And so that they can do that. And also, if you are a non-member, you can still sign up an RSVP for events that are happening at the space. So I can sometimes use that as an excuse, like, hey, we have this speaker coming through. Do you want to go? We'll download the app, RSVP, and that way we'll know you're coming.
Yeah, if you get some real estate on someone's phone. Yeah, no, it's great. I'm always curious about that tour experience is such an important part of the sales funnel. And so any kind of strategies around getting people engaged. But I love that because it's so visible, like the benefit of the app that's custom branded is, and you get to actually walk them through it. I mean, they can sort of see the tangible experience of what that would look like. And it, not to overuse the word tangible, but when you're walking through and talking about meeting rooms and what it's like to work in a co-working space, if they haven't, it's sort of like, oh, they can visualize like, oh, I can easily book and, you know, your meeting rooms and this is what the experience is like. And I can use this to get in the space and it makes it more real. And yeah, that's right. A great marketing tool.
You know, the tour is all about, again, setting, not only figuring out what they need, but then really setting the expectation that your space is going to provide that and helping them picture themselves in your space. And so having that mobile experience as part of the tour, and I've got some really wild and crazy ideas of how we can expand that even more, involving like some augmented reality stuff or some like cool maps or something. But, you know, maybe we might need a couple rounds of funding before we
on the dream list.
I've got my dream list of what else we can do to really set those expectations for a premium member experience before they go off and go home and try to make that decision. And again, in competitive markets, I think doing things like that and having that in mind, I think is really important.
Yeah. If you have someone's app on your phone and you don't have that from other spaces, I mean, at some point, if everybody was using Jelly Switch, then everybody would have it. But it's still, but even then, you have to sort of up-level your game as the technology changes. So I think that's an important consideration as well.
It's a critical process for all of us.
Yeah. And back to your point about folks kind of thinking about software, that would be my tip to listeners. If you're thinking about opening a space, I feel like the space management platform, right? People sometimes wait and it takes a while to set it up, but also you can kind of reverse engineer your operating procedures because it helps you get a really good visual or sort of maybe mental map is a better way to put it of how a space operates and what are the things you need to consider and what are the other add-on, you know, tools that you need. So yeah, it's never too early to get a demo and to start thinking about that and making some choices and starting your onboarding process. Would you say you don't have to have all the answers before you get started?
Well, the way that we've structured it, it's incredibly easy to spin up a custom branded mobile app for someone to start using before they even have members.
Yeah.
You can really, again, start to see those things and make those decisions. And I always worry about co-working spaces making their pricing models too complex. Well, if you've got a platform already in place, you can kind of see what everybody else is doing because it's built into the platform and start making some of those choices and hopefully avoid some of the pitfalls that are really common when starting a new space. And you know, pricing is one of those things that is really complicated and really easy to miss the mark on.
Yeah.
We have a good guide that is quite literally how you're then going to be charging members. That's a
great right. Thing. Yeah. Helps you back into it. Yes. And I would say differently, pricing should not be complicated.
It should not be complicated.
Right. I know you and I were emailing about an example that had, you know, 100 different variations, and it was overwhelming. Yeah, can't give people too many choices.
Yeah, choice overload is a real thing, and it really can hurt sales.
Yeah. So I would just love to hear, maybe. Well, so tell me if there's anything else about Jelly Switch that you want to share. I'd love to hear, since you're talking to so many operators, like any kind of interesting like challenges that people are seeing that are popping up, or, you know, any kind of insider view that might be interesting to share.
It's probably not a surprise, but, you know, the main thing on operators' minds is getting more members.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's something that we're looking really deeply at is, you know, how can we leverage the mobile platform to help co-working spaces get early engagement before people actually sign up? And also then look at the rest of their operations to see if there's other things that they can do to provide value. So I do think having data in one place is going to be a big benefit to a lot of co-working operators, because the level of duct tape and popsicle sticks in our industry right now was even bigger than I thought it was. I know that my systems were all over the place before.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to then get an idea of, you know, that 30,000 foot view of your business that is really important to have.
Yep.
I think the appetite for getting that view is much higher in our industry as it's maturing, which is really exciting to see, because I do think we are going to start seeing more and more best practices and kind of standard procedures that are going to be good for everybody.
Yep, absolutely. I know. Well, 6 years ago, things were just not the same. I know. Those were the early days of software, and it still is. I think the software choice, it's kind of like co-working. You know, we still haven't gotten, there are not options that fit everyone's needs yet. You know, there's a level of, look, you can't make software for everyone's needs, but there's still room for evolution and new options in the marketplace.
I'm hoping we can use technology to help push the industry forward and be proactive in a really positive way. So it's not just reactively developing for all of those needs. And, you know, again, hopefully that will be a positive contribution to our industry as a whole. I love it. This is the best job I've ever had.
Right?
It really is. I mean, you know, this is way better than what I used to do.
Yeah. Wait, remind us. So I know your general background, but for anybody who hasn't listened to your podcast, which is a ways back now, remind us of your original background. We should just start with that.
My original background is I'm a PhD in theoretical physics. And so I spent a lot of time in basement laboratories on giant microscopes looking at really, really, really tiny nano structures. So I enjoy the co-working world much more.
Isn't it? I mean, you never would have imagined, I would guess. Are you an introvert?
I am a total introvert.
Okay. But you find the balance. Like when you need a little space, you go find the ski lift with your mobile app and interact.
I did a lot of teaching. And so I think, you know, that side of it, I still get to teach and to help. And that's the part of the industry that I really enjoy. And it's, you know, it's so collaborative and so helpful.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to focus more on, you know, gratitude for the journey. And, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're always like, well, want to get to that step ahead. And when I'm taking those moments, I just think the same things. The people are great. The collaboration is great. It's like, just, it's a fortunate place we have landed. So speaking of education, you've been writing a lot and doing videos, and you have a lot of expertise as an operator that's now been doing this for a while, and your exposure. I love that about my role is, it sounds like, you know, as a teacher in particular, you're really enjoying that exposure to what other operators are thinking and what's keeping them up at night. But where can we follow you to get exposure to your wisdom and the things that you're sharing?
Yep. So I do have a YouTube channel. So you can look up Jelly Switch on YouTube. I think I've got about a dozen videos up there so far, and I'm trying to add more and more every week. And then I also have, our blog is on our newly minted website. So jellyswitch.com/blog. And then I'm trying to get more and more active on Twitter, and you can find me in all of the Facebook groups as well. So if anybody is ever wanting to ping me, you can hunt me down somewhere.
Awesome. I will put those links in the show notes as well. Jamie, thanks for the updates on Co-Work Tahoe and for sharing what you're up to with Jelly Switch. I look forward to more updates. Like I said, make sure you jump into our Facebook group and keep us posted, especially on the childcare features. It's really exciting.
I will. Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's always fun.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.